I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, June 13th, 2013, to order. First order of business, our commission remarks. Do you have any remarks this morning, sir? I do not.
I will have Monday.
We're going to cancel commission remarks on Monday. Our next order of business is the Deputy Sheriff's Salary Supplemental or Supplementation Fund Grant. I have in front of me contract number 2014-DSSSF-094, which is by and between the Missouri Department of Public Safety and Taney County. And it is, if I am not mistaken, basically a duplicate of the contract that we had last year between the agency and the county. I spoke with Sheriff Russell this morning regarding this issue. He couldn't be here personally, but he does have representation. I've also passed this on this morning to legal counsel, who is going to be here this morning, if I'm not mistaken, for the 10 o'clock session. And my suggestion is, Dan, that we place this in front of him. He will also have reviewed it prior to that time, so hopefully we will have that decision and this agreement signed this morning. That's not why you're here. I apologize.
In the discussion on this, Ron, there isn't this something that was brought to us from the state on the supplemental funds for the deputies. Isn't it the same situation that we had last year that was sent down it's a rather lengthy discussion on how the pay is to be distributed and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. It was a specific legislation. The grant was forthcoming. The grant to Taney County is a little over $73,000. That money is then distributed to deputies within the department, I think, on an equalization basis as per some guidelines that they have on a statewide level. But that's all handled through the Sheriff's Department. Is that all right, then, to move this into council's hands and then make a decision based upon that if it's positive to move forward?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Check approval process and funds. Thank you. I thought that we probably should reach some determination, Dan, regarding our process of approval of checks, of holding checks, avoiding checks, so that it will make the operation smoother within the treasurer's office. The treasurer then will have specific guidelines that at least she'll know how we feel about and what we should do to move forward. There are a couple of areas where we have held checks, and I know at the meeting that we just had this week, you expressed concern that some of those should be voided because they're old enough to be voided. And I agree with that. I think that we need to go through the resubmittal process on those and that perhaps we should void all of those outstanding warrants and then ask for a resubmittal from the departments that wish to have them paid.
In the history of checks being held, there has been undue and unjust pressure on the treasurer to release those checks that have been presented to the county commission for approval. And as we hold those checks, I think this lays within her hands, but I would like to propose that all those checks that unless there's a single question, that those checks be voided, re-entered, and rewritten. That keeps someone from coming to your office saying, you have my check in the vault there, I would like it. So that's my purpose of this. I've, over the years that I've been here, I've seen things happen that I didn't think were right in undue pressure put on the treasurer whenever the county commission has to release the check.
I don't disagree with that, but I think that there are instances such as we had one employee working for a specific elected official who submitted a mileage invoice for reimbursement, but there was no documentation. We asked for the documentation to be provided. Had that documentation been provided, that check would have been released. But it was not, and we've held on to that for a few weeks. So on occasion, I believe that we should still, so that we don't have to go through the entire process again and get someone's check out on a simple matter like that, hold until a situation's
been resolved. Here's the problem with that, Ron, as far as I see it, is that as we go through all this checks every week and all the accounts and we review those checks, sometimes that check reappears every time through the accounts payable. And we might miss or think that it was approved when it wasn't. So that's the reason I would rather see it voided and then whenever the information is provided, then resubmitted and the new check wrote. I know that's a little more paperwork, but I'd rather have a little more paperwork without a mistake as to have paperwork with a mistake that has been resubmitted. There has been, I'm just using these for examples. Nothing represented. Insurance checks, payroll checks, things like that. Mileage checks, things like that. And if they're voided out and resubmitted through the accounts payable, Joanna resubmits them, we look them over, then at that point we know that has been provided and we can approve it at that point.
Mel?
Would it be possible to have like a process in place to where the first week they're presented, if it's not approved, then I would automatically notify the office holder, explain to them it was not approved, they need more information given, give them maybe a week or two, whatever policy we put into place. Then I would resubmit that either the week or 2 weeks. And if it's not presented at that, if they don't give us the proof at that time, then we would void it at that time. But give them a chance to at least have.
Well, I was thinking that within a week's time, if someone's interested in getting their check, I think within a week's time they'll provide the proof.
I could present it maybe the following week.
Yeah. And as we're looking through there, if we see it the following week and it's there, that's a week's time. We know that it can be approved, but I don't want to be caught in the middle of a situation where we approve a check when we have turned it down the week before and then there hadn't been anything provided, but it still comes through and we assume because it comes through that the evidence has been provided.
Is your suggestion that when we put it on hold because we're requesting additional information that within a specific period of time it's held and then after that time you automatically void it?
If the following time when I put
it
on there,
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. And it would be on the accounts payable sheet. It'll say the ones that's pending. So it wouldn't be in the regular ones. It'd be in the pending part.
Right.
So you would know to look at that again to see if the evidence that you wanted was there.
And this might have already been, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead.
This might have already been brought up. On the check itself, does it not say, do our checks say after 180 days this check
is? After 90, and I do have one like that.
After 90. So would that cause an issue also to where it goes ahead and gets approved, and they've only got 4 days to.
Well, it's actually we're talking about checks that we don't approve. So.
Well, but then
they've been written.
They've been written. So on that is the date. when would it be, when would those 90 days start? The day it's approved or the day it's written?
The day it's written.
It goes on the day of the check.
Right. So then if it ever, once it finally does get approved, then there'd be issues with whoever it's written to have ample amount of time to actually deposit it or do what needs to be done with it. Is that?
That'd still be the case for those who receive their checks. We're just talking about those that we don't send out, correct? Right. That we don't pay. Rick, Donna, do you guys want to weigh in on this?
Well, the only comment I had before Melanie made her suggestion was that if you didn't want to approve something, why not just deny it? And then they could either resubmit it. That takes the pressure and the bookkeeping off of Melanie. And certainly, that still needs to be a notification process. So if Melanie is willing to take that on, if something's denied, then she can contact that elected official or department head and notify them of the issue. But that would be a clean, just denied.
I want to make one comment. When you guys don't approve a bill, it does not come back to me. I don't know if it's held in your office. I never see them again. So that's the main reason that I told Melanie they needed to go through the whole submittal process again. And if it's being held for documentation, like I said, I don't have those, so they don't bring the documentation they need to me. Just FYI.
Okay, that's a good question. Who receives the documentation? Is it received by the treasurer to be released, or is it received by the county commission?
It should be by the commission released? Since you're holding
and
the
that's
invoices.
The way I feel about it also. And that's
actually, before it gets to us, should not the documentation already be received?
It should, but there's times
sometimes
that
something happens like that. Just we've got one like that right now. And yes, I mean, if that's something we need to do, we can do that. But it seems like that it might be we're a go-between, and they say, well, what do you need? And we call somebody in your office and say, well, what do they need? And it would be much simpler if they just went directly to you guys, provided that then up there. And that allows that to happen if we do what Melanie's talking about here. So
I think that we should follow Melanie's recommendation.
I'm in a meeting.
And the question is whether it should be 1 week, yeah, whether it should be two. Is 1 week enough time, Mel? If it is, then let's do that. If not, let's do two.
We probably can get something in writing that says the next appropriate accounts payable meeting, the next time the accounts payable are approved. That way they have, it's kind of like a check you submit to the bank, you know, if something happens and somebody doesn't have funds in there, they will resubmit that one time for you. And then it's, then it would be.
Another request I do have, say this happens like on a Monday, and then on a Thursday meeting you end up approving this check, I would like something in writing to myself so I know to release that check. So I always, so on Mondays I usually have the accounts payable, but other than that I need like a letter or something stating just for my files.
Okay.
And
can you help us from this perspective? Draft the language that you think will work best on this, and then we will take that language up and either approve it or not approve it and make it a part of our policy.
Probably
is that
make
okay?
It to where you can fill in, have it just a blanket statement possibly, and then just fill in check number, go ahead and release.
Okay.
That way,
whether it's a week or it's the next pay period. I mean, the thing on the mileage documentation, that's simple. You know, document what it was for, document, show us a picture of, here's the meeting, blah, blah, blah. That's simple.
But is that individual being notified?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
But
twice.
I'm going to put it, if I like it to be my policy too, I would notify them automatically.
That's awesome.
So as far as the four checks that I'm holding at this point,
my recommendation would be that we void those. That was the request, was it not?
It's, I mean,
one of them we have to anyway. It's already over 90 days.
Right.
So it's all right with the commission that we void those, and then we'll work with any department head that wishes to resubmit.
And then part of the policy is anything that gets voided, you're going to let them know as well.
Do you want to vote from this commission to void them? No, I don't.
I don't know. One thing before you go on, I do think that if Melanie's going to notify them, she can tell them what was maybe said in the meeting, but they need to know that they need to get back with the commission office if they want that. If there's something that they need to provide for you guys, it doesn't need to come to Melanie, it doesn't need to come to our, none needs to come to your office so that you guys know about it, I think.
You bet. Sounds good.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I appreciate you voting on this one since we actually don't have our policy in place.
I would entertain a motion to void the four checks that are in question.
Do we know the check numbers?
Yes, I have them right here.
That would be check number 332-296, 333-217, 333-341, and 333-986.
Move to void checks numbers 332-296, 333-217, 333-341, 333-986.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to void county checks 332-296, 333-217, 333-341, 333-986. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you'll help us with some verbiage, right? Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, Rick and Donna. And Mel, we're going to have you right back here following the... Okay. Mr. Erickson, next order of business is inmate medical services. That's why you're here.
We have them both state their name for the.
Morning, gentlemen. This is RFP.
Ron. Brandon asked if both of you would state your name for the record.
Ron Erickson.
Terry Shea, Gilligan, sir.
And we're here for RFP number 201304-225, Inmate Medical Services. The sheriff had requested that we put this out for bid because of some changes in the current contract, and this has been out since May the 1st. He had called me earlier in the week to inform me that he had another appointment to attend, and graciously Terry has come over to assist with this. Terry is the Director of Corrections for the county?
Jail Administrator, yes, sir.
Okay. And so I'll proceed. I've received three responses, two rather large boxes and an envelope. And I'll open these up and turn them over to Terry for review. I'm sure he'll need to take them to Sheriff Russell for complete review. This first one is from a vendor named Merritt Hawkins. H-A-W-K-I-N-S, and they are running out of ink on our printer, it looks like. San Diego, California. And it looks like they have completed the documentation correctly. They have sent a second envelope. Which is a signed required addendum that had gone out fairly recently, so they've submitted the correct information. The second one that we received just yesterday is from CHC Corporation. Rather large box. looks like they have submitted ring binders, four ring binders, which is part of the request. Very detailed information. Looks like they've submitted the signed paperwork correctly as well as the addendum, and they are out of Greenwood Village, Colorado. The last box is a FedEx box from Advanced Correctional Healthcare, which I believe is the current provider. Is that right?
I'm not sure at this point.
I'm not sure at this point. Submitted ring binders as well. Out of Peoria, Illinois, and they have signed documents that I can tell by quick review.
Yes, this is our current vendor.
Okay. So we have those three responses, and I would suggest that to military to take all these over for complete thorough review by the sheriff and his staff and report back at the commission's discretion.
When do you feel comfortable coming back with a breakdown of the bids? Is Monday too soon?
I would imagine I'll have to get with the sheriff and find out what his schedule is.
Then work with Shannon upstairs to work back into the agenda so that you all can offer a presentation.
Yes, sir.
Then I agree with the recommendation that they need to take these, develop a spreadsheet, and come back with the information that's needed. So three firms, Merritt Hawkins, is that right? H-A-W-K-I-N-S, is that what you said?
Yes.
CHC and Advanced Correctional Healthcare. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Would you all like to join us for a discussion regarding interest-bearing account regarding the flood buyout or non-interest-bearing account for the flood buyout? We have some interesting issues regarding the flood buyout, the way that the monies are to be dispersed, the mandate that we not draw any interest on any funds that we've received because they're federal and state, the question of whether or not we create a separate account, wait for the funds to come into that account, and then pay the bills, which poses the problem if we don't pay them right away, then we earn interest. Obviously, we would have to track that and then write a check. That wouldn't be difficult. In speaking with Mel, we thought of a couple of ways that might work. One, at least, and I'm going to let her discuss how this works and the others that are here. would be that we already have a line that's set up in general county revenue for the receipt of the revenues. We have a line that is set up in expenditures for the expenditure of the expenditures as they come forth. We know that there's going to be some small expenditures up front. We need to make sure that our local people don't have to wait on funds. We are assured from the agencies that are involved that it's going to be a quick turnaround because we've gone through the approval process, and as I understand, the monies are set aside. So the real question is the direction that we give the other elected officials on how they should handle this through the funds. The first thought we had was to set up a non-interest-bearing account. But I believe certainly be more practical as these expenses are coming through to pay them from the line that we have set up within the budget, or at least, what is it, credit it to that line or debit? What's the correct term?
Depends on whether you're an expense or a revenue line, but yes.
Expense.
Do we want to credit in that line?
Then that's the one I'm sure I was talking about.
Okay.
Easiest situation, and you all correct me if I'm wrong. We pay the bills when they come in, and we debit the funds to the correct line item when it comes in that we have set up currently. And track everything, I mean, and everything regarding this issue. Danny, Brandon, or let's let Mel talk to the issue, and then we'll have questions. Is that all right?
I can set up the separate account. I believe it all needs to be one way or the other. Either we pay everything up front, get reimbursed, or we get reimbursed first and then pay it out. Because we will be dealing with two different cash accounts in our accounting system. So it's easier for us to track if we do it total one way or total the other. Doing them both ways could get very confusing. And I believe much harder to track that way.
Well, there's only one way that the government will operate in 99% of the ways that they do things, and that's for you to pay out the money first and then reimburse. I don't know of any programs that they have that you don't have to have skin in the game as far as payment. So I would think that setting up the account, and you won't have to go through any bid process or anything. You can just set up the account through the bid process that we've already went through with our banks and have an account for that, and then take it right out of what this county commission and Mr. Finley budgeted.
If I do that, I won't need to set up another account. If we pay,
if we pay first
and then get reimbursed,
there's no,
I won't need a separate account. We'll just do it out of our main GCR account.
That's correct, because there'll be no possibility of earning any interest because we will have already paid,
right,
and we'll be working on a refund basis from the Fed or the state.
I don't like that. I mean, I don't like the fact that we have to do it that way, but that's the way they do things.
Is that true, Mr. Ashley? We have to pay this out before we get this in or not?
No. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, literally, I just got off the phone a few minutes before I came in. We've got unfortunately, a new contact person with SEMA.
So Ms. Huddleston is gone?
Yes, from my understanding. I don't know exactly the situation there, if she has taken a different position or, but we've got a new contact person. Unfortunately, he indicated to me that he was going to have to look into this and get back with me. It was my understanding early on when we went to a training session in Jefferson City that we could do it either way, that there was one set of forms that could be utilized. We would submit invoices, submit this one set of forms to both SEMA and the Missouri Department of Economic Development, and we could actually seek reimbursement at the front end and then physically cut a check once we receive those funds, or cut a check at the front end and then seek reimbursement. But he indicated this morning that he wants to confirm that and that he would provide me something in writing.
So you need to know the answer to that before you really make a decision.
Well, I'm 100% confident that it'll work one way, and that is we pay and get reimbursed.
But
the
sure.
question is whether or not they'll pay up front.
And I know Danny's concern, and maybe yours too, because I don't know exactly when this decision was made, but if we listen to the minutes of when this decision was made, I think it was very clear that there was not to be any county funds spent till we got money in. And so I understand your concern.
Yep.
I would, you guys can do whatever you want. It will work. We can pay out the funds, seek reimbursement. We know that we can do it that way. We don't know how long the reimbursement will take or anything like that. We don't know about the other way right now.
Right.
So you guys.
I think we better wait on him. I didn't know about this information that he's okay. just presenting. I think we better wait on him before we make that decision.
Well, the proposition that's in front of us from Melanie is it's going to be much simpler to treat it all one way rather than to mix it. I'm also assuming from our discussion that we've already had, Bob, that whether we pay first or whether we're asked to be reimbursed, there are different forms for each one of those that have to be used. They're not the same form.
Yes.
Which only further complicates it through the process. And I'm sure have a tendency to agree one way or the other. It'd be nice to handle this all the same way.
I have a concern with the government process that we will pay out and then we'll end up waiting into a new budget year to get reimbursement.
Well, what was indicated to Mr. Atchley as early as this week or last week, they thought there'd be a 3 to 4 day turnaround. Now, I mean, I've heard that before from state and federal government agencies, but that was what was said, correct?
It was with this most recent conversation I just had about 10 minutes ago. He had indicated 5 to 10 days, 5 to 10 business days.
Well, I'm going to tell you that from our original discussions, and I was right there, Mr. Finley is remembering, at least to the best of my knowledge, correctly, our people who have suffered have waited a long time.
I agree.
And I hate to be an agency like the others that have drugged their feet when the time comes that we might be able to step up and expedite this process. That's just my personal feeling about this. Because we do have the monies in the budget, and when we did budget for that in the first of the year, knowing full well we're going to receive 100% of those funds back, one way or the other. But... how soon was he going to get back with you, Bob?
He indicated he'd be back with me pretty quickly. He thought within the next...
Have you got his name so we can put that in our system?
Yes, it's Mike Williams.
Is there anything that's being held up because of this other than...
Yeah.
I mean, other than the appraisals, which then that's the first
step.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that can be held up. If they find asbestos and there has to be removal in the contract and we have to hire a specialist and they can't get to it at a certain period of time and the contractors can't get each one of these projects cleaned up, there's a lot of things that can come into play here.
Right. I'm just talking about right now as far as the first step is to get the appraisals. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because we're not going to do any removal, construction, anything until
you're right.
until it's agreed upon.
Exactly.
So it's a, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that small amount. You know, I don't want to spend millions, but I wouldn't have a small problem with a small amount to go ahead and get the ball rolling until we do make a decision that needs to be made, if this is what's holding it up.
And at this point, you're correct. The appraisals are ongoing. And
I mean, has he started the process?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, so that's not...
Yeah, we'll likely receive an invoice within the next 3 or 4 weeks.
So it's not being held up right now?
No.
Bob?
Okay.
When you receive that invoice, you will immediately request funds or not? I mean, how my question is, are you going to request funds from the grant as soon as you receive that invoice?
That was my plan. Was
and so we would say 5 to 10 days we would get that. So, if you guys want to put that in a non-interest-bearing account, if you want to do it all one way, when we get that, we need to receive the reimbursement before we get it. But that shouldn't be a problem for your appraiser, I wouldn't think. You're talking maybe 2 weeks,
yeah, maybe.
3 weeks. Exactly. So I wouldn't think that'd be a problem.
I want to just use a small example, and I'm not even going to name what it is, but I was to receive reimbursement for some federal grant monies. Immediately, within 3 days after I turned the bill in, I was to receive the funds. Then I found out it would be 2 weeks, and then I found out it would be in July, and this all took place in back in April and May. So I am very skeptical about the time frames that they give you, because the people that say they will do something within 4 or 5 days may not have the authority to. They may have the authority to release it, but they may not have the authority for the check to come. I hate to be that way about it and say it, but that's just the way it is. That's just the way it operates.
I understand. I think what I'm trying to say, and I don't think I've done a good job of explaining it yet, but if we get an invoice in a week, you guys make a request for payment, we pay that out of DCR, then we have, if we're going to do it all one way, which is what Melanie and I would like to do, if we pay that out of DCR, we've made the decision we're going to pay everything up front and then get reimbursed. Whereas you may want to ask that invoice to wait until we get the money before we pay it. Do you understand? Did I make that clear?
But it's sure. A project. I'm sure that they'll be paid by project. They won't be paid by invoice. They'll be paid by this house or this piece of property, and that'll be turned in. And when the complete monies, they're not going to pay out like you do when you go to the lumber company and buy a door and a window. And
I'm not sure.
I heard him say that he would get reimbursement for that.
I would like for that to be clear, because I just don't think that the government operation will operate like that. I think it'll be under a specific number of property and house, and whenever that is complete with the total job, I think we'll receive the funds on that.
I agree with you. Historically, that's what I've seen, but that's not the discussion they have.
That's not what we're hearing.
That's really not what they've indicated. But it needs to be, but we need to find out. You're exactly
clarification
right.
Clarification on that. I do have a question.
You're right. We need to find
what ramifications do we, if we do earn interest, we have to pay that interest back to?
Well, that's a good question.
Is there any other ramifications? Because if we can earn interest and give it back to, I mean, why not make money for them?
Really indicated to me
because they'll wait.
And the possibility exists that there could be penalties.
Then that's what I'm asking.
I don't care about the interest. The penalties,
it's the penalties
that bothers me.
That would be a question. My understanding is you just need to pay it back. It's just arbitrage and needs to be paid to the federal government. We cannot put that in our coffers. It has to go back to them.
Well, if we can give money to
but
federal government, help them out as much as we possibly can. I mean,
well, sure.
Geez. I'm just trying to give back.
Just drawing a smiley face here.
If there's no other ramifications, why not?
Yeah, I think that before we have any more discussion, I think you have to get in touch with him. You have to ask him some serious questions, and then we go from there.
So I presume from the comments that are made, we need to find out a little more information, then come back and visit this. We're not at risk at the moment of having anything to pay
exactly,
or any monies to receive until work has been done. So in the near future, let's visit this issue again, and we'll try to make a decision as to whether or not do it all one way or complicate it. Or
another thing we did talk about is if I did open the other account, there would be more expense for us as far as ordering the checks.
Right. I think that what we're going to discover is that once this man gets his feet on the ground, this Mr. Williams,
Not me. No relation. Make sure that's in the record.
Is he saying no relation? If you don't
know that, that we're going to find the information is going to be the same as it was before.
I agree. I do. I agree.
He just, before he gives an answer, he needs to find out, and that's what he's doing. So
exactly. Exactly.
Don, it's all right with me if Mr. Williams writes the checks. I don't think we have anything to do with it, so.
It won't be a very big check.
So we'll do that then, and we'll wait for some information from the gentleman that took Sheila Huddleston's place, correct?
Yes.
Sound good, gentlemen?
Sounds good to me. I just think NSA needs a little more.
Anything
money.
Else? Anything else? No?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you so
very
much
for your time.
Thank you.
And, gentlemen, we are scheduled, I think, to go into...
At 10 o'clock.
Exec session at 10. Let's wait to make a motion at that time.
Upstairs.
And stand in recess until that time.
It's upstairs.
Yeah, it'll be upstairs in the commission conference room.
All right.
With counsel. So we'll stand in recess until that time, Steve.